Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get up, it's a Get Up Show.
Come on, man, stop. No.
Hey, look at here. It's the Simon Says Podcast. Welcome to it. We're the Get Up Show. I'm Sean with my friends Charlie and Maddie. We're all back together.
Hi there.
First time in a couple weeks. What number is this?
64.
Come on. Welcome to podcast number 64. We're so happy to be here, man. I could just burst, and it's not just because of the pollen. I'm looking around here. I just sneezed like 15 times. Did you get any of that on the podcast?
No, I wasn't recording. Unfortunately, no one else gets to hear what sneezing sounds like.
Oh, gee whiz. I do good ones.
It makes you wonder when what's the limit of how many times I have to say bless you? Do I have to say it for every sneeze, or can I just hold it to the end?
No,
I think
I'm
it's
good.
Been proven after two. I think you're allowed to stop. That or you just start cursing at them.
I'm good at one. Yeah, and you can yell at me. My grandmother used to just say, cut that out. That was her thing. If you sneezed more than once, she was a cut that out.
But what happens to the demons that get out if you don't say bless you?
I don't know nothing about no demons.
That's why you say it.
Another friend of mine had a grandmother who would say, do it again. Sneeze again right now. I'll give you $5. Do it.
And then you never can.
Never can. So welcome to the podcast. We're so happy you're with us. Be sure that you like it and subscribe to it and do those things and tell your friends about it. And call us if you ever want to on the Simon line, 336-373-0987. Not on this podcast.
Huh? Tell Simon, tell Alexa to say, play the Simon Says podcast.
Yeah, you got to say both.
Now, wait, you did this last time and then it started playing it in the background.
Don't worry about it.
I forgot.
Yeah, go check your Alexa.
Don't worry about it.
No, she's off.
So, I don't know if you guys have gotten into it, but I had to watch all of it. The Hemingway, Ken Burns documentary.
I love Ken Burns, but then I'm also freaked out to watch Ken Burns stuff because it's so long.
Who's Ken Burns?
He's a famous documentarian.
Documentaries. He did baseball was the one that put him on the map.
Civil War.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe Civil War was the big one.
It was the length of the Civil War. It was in real time.
Actual time. Well, the Hemingway one was a three-parter, so it was a total of 6 hours, and I was just sucked in right away. I've always been a fan of his and always been interested in him as a larger-than-life character, and I walked away from this just stupefied, just stunned, like numb from it in so many ways. There were things about it where I think certain people, if you're, I don't want to say like deep, but if you're a thinker, you see certain parts of yourself in him in some ways. And then there are other things about him that you're absolutely repulsed by. And I don't know if you guys haven't seen it, I don't know how much to say about it because it's all out there. You know everything about him if you want to. But
they had a big thing on CBS Sunday Morning about it. They were talking about a lot of the stuff about his life and how, there's things that, while there are aspects about him that are fascinating and, great, there were other aspects that he had a lot of social flaws,
Well, is he the one that lived in Key West?
Yeah, and Cuba.
Right, yeah. And has bars named after him.
Well, he's a hero in Key West, and they do the Hemingway look-alike contest every year, and they've got the Hemingway house in Key West that people go and visit that has his stuff in it, including a statue that was given to him by Marlene Dietrich, and that was one thing. There's two things about the documentary. I absolutely loved it, and I'll watch it again, but there were two things about it that I did not like. One was I didn't know the level of his misogyny and that he was so violent towards women, and I can't abide that. I can't let that go.
They said one thing on that was the thing they said on TV was that he was with this woman who was a war correspondent, and they were going to go fly overseas, and he's like, "Women aren't allowed on the plane." And she looks in, and there's definitely women on the plane.
Yeah,
and so she had to take a boat over. Like
that's right.
She
he did that
boat to Europe. Yeah,
he did that to beat her there because he couldn't have her outdo him. Isn't that awful? Yeah. But that's not the worst. I mean, he was violent towards women several times, and he would apologize and then go on with his life, which I think is just awful. I don't
As
think
they do.
There's never any excuse for that ever in any situation, no matter what happens. And you can't do that. You can't be that. So that really, really bothered me about it. And the other thing was they never talked about Marlene Dietrich, and that was a famous romance on paper. They were like, they wrote love letters and sexy letters to each other over the course of time, and he is quoted as saying they had a love that was unsynchronized. They could never be together in the right time to make it happen. And I thought that was so fascinating, because she's fascinating on her own. You know, she had this androgynous appeal to both men and women, and she was a stronger woman than people were supposed to be at that time. So she was like scandalous in her time.
Well, that the other thing they said about him was that sounds like something he was very much into.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And his wife, his last wife, they had those games they would play where, well, today you'll be the man and I'll be the woman and tomorrow we'll switch. And I never knew that stuff either.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, here's a thought. So would yesteryear's sexy letters that two people would write back and forth, would that be the equivalent of someone releasing your texts?
Huh.
Like if you were texting somebody or DMing somebody, I mean, and then those get released, like... The idea then you would keep your letters, but then that someone would release them after you die. Like, so I mean, like if I was writing some awful stuff, or I wouldn't say awful stuff.
Sexy stuff
to my lady. And after I pass away, someone's like, oh, check out these texts he wrote.
If they're that interesting, are they?
No.
Yeah, but once you're dead, who
Did
cares?
You take the chicken out to thaw?
Better step up your game.
But yeah, but once you're dead, you have no reason to care. Nobody cares. You're gone. You know, who cares?
You're right. Yeah.
And further, wouldn't you love to be that interesting? That was the other thing I was thinking about, because as you're watching this, or whoever you're interested in, it doesn't have to be Hemingway, whoever you are interested enough to sit and watch 6 hours about, and you're enthralled with it, and you find bits of yourself in it some places, not the awful things that they do and not the questionable things, but when you see these things and you find pieces of yourself in it and you think, oh my God, this guy, you know, lived all these years ago. He was born in like the late 1800s or something, and people are still clamoring to learn about him. Will there be any of that for you? Will there be any of that for us when we're gone? You know, will anybody know or care? You know,
us three in particular, no.
Right. Or for anyone, you know, any regular person out there, like we aren't Hemingway by any stretch of the imagination or anybody that you watch a documentary on. And it's like that. I don't know, man. It was such a, after watching it, it was such an introspective thing. Like, oh my God, you know, this guy was just a guy and he was really crazy. And he found out that he had a way with words. And he started writing stories, and he was a magnificent liar. He made up so many stories about himself after he was in World War II for a minute. He was a Red Cross volunteer, basically, in World War II, but he came back a war hero in his stories. And he turned that into these short stories and then into novels. And he became the great American writer just off of his own BS.
But most documentaries are about people who have something quirky, something weird, or did something awful. And I mean, personally, I hope there's never a documentary about me, because I don't, so far, don't have any of those things.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. I don't know. It left me with so many wide open raw feelings, and I don't know. I don't know if you guys have any desire to watch that, but
yes and no. I wouldn't say that Hemingway is someone that I'm fascinated about. You know what I'm currently just destroying on Netflix right now that I didn't realize I was interested in, but now I want to go to a race, is F1. There's like an F1 series on Netflix. There's 3 seasons of it.
I don't know what that is.
Formula One racing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I've never been more fascinated. But that's the thing. Like, so who's to say that I wouldn't start watching the Hemingway thing and realize, oh, my God, I'm actually really into this? Because I didn't think I was going to care anything about a series about race driving. And I was like, this is crazy that I know the names of drivers now on the European F1 circuit.
Oh, kind of along this similar lines, when we were on vacation, our friend's husband is really getting into the documentaries about the different WWE wrestler, back in the day, the big ones and stuff. And the one we watched was about Owen Hart. Mm-hmm. And I was so into it by the end of it. And I've never been a fan of wrestling. I only know the names because of other people talking about them. I've never really watched it or anything. But now I'm kind of like, oh, well, what else we got? What other interesting backstories do we have?
You know, what's funny is you say that. I've watched now a couple interviews with The Undertaker, who retired, and I hadn't watched wrestling in forever. But you know what to me is more fascinating than the actual wrestling is hearing the behind the curtain, because it is so, there's so much of, like, I love behind the scenes stories for just about anything. I think when anyone pulls back the curtain and tells, like, this is what was going on, I'm in. Like, I'm
hello, behind the
in.
Music.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorites.
But those wrestling guys, man, what we saw on Saturdays when we would, you know, after the cartoons, and we would watch East Coast Wrestling, and not you, Maddie, because you weren't around here, but that was like Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes and Tony Atlas, you know, our local guys that we grew up with. Just those guys were animals. Those guys were party animals. When they weren't doing that, they were tearing the walls out of everywhere they went. I knew a guy who worked at the Hilton in Raleigh, the round Hilton that's still, I don't know if it's even still there. I say it's still there, but I don't know. But that used to be like the luxury hotel in Raleigh. And he worked there, and he would tell me about Ric Flair and his boys pulling up with a case of beer between them in the car. And they would just pull up and say, hey, what's going on? You know, we'll be back in a little while. Just slamming beers as they rode around Raleigh in between gigs, you know, in between matches at the Dorton Arena.
Yeah. See, and that's the kind of stuff, like, I love hearing those stories about, because, you know, everything else that is put out before you is very scripted, and like, it's a persona, don't see behind the scenes, that kind of thing. Even the behind the scenes isn't the behind the scenes. So I love hearing, like, oh yeah, this guy, yeah, he's whatever. Or, you know, when you hear like the actual Undertaker, you know, talk and carry on a conversation, like, he's just like this really nice guy from Texas who, you know, he's had a crazy life. It's fascinating.
You know how close we are right here where we live to giant alligators who eat entire colonies of pets? They caught that giant alligator. How big was that? It was 12 feet and 500 pounds the other day, and they killed it because it was a nuisance. And this was in South Carolina. This was like right down the road, man. South Carolina, where we go and get fireworks. They killed this alligator, and they found 5 sets of dog tags in this alligator when they killed it.
And that was the crazy part. How old was that one?
24
years.
Yeah, that's amazing. That thing has been eating your pets for 20 years.
Well, he's hungry.
Yeah, and walking around getting away with it. You know, I mean, who knows what its patterns were. Like, if it ate that hunting dog 24 years ago, and they were like, yeah, well, we just thought it got lost out hunting and never came back. No, a giant alligator ate your dog, and they found the tag in there.
Yeah, and they don't even bother to take its collar off. They just eat the whole thing.
Well, that's crazy, because that's like when they cut open, like, sharks, which, you know, again, like, if they catch a giant great white or something, they cut it open, it's like a license plate and a hand and, you know, 6 fish and, you know, a bunch of other stuff. That's the idea that there is stuff that doesn't break down, and how you can tell what it's been doing by what it's been eating.
But, yeah, I agree with you. That is similar. However, a great white can't come up the road from South Carolina to where we
and
are.
Eat your dog.
You see what I'm saying?
I saw Saturday Night Live. It's totally possible.
Okay.
Andagram. Plumber.
Come to pick flowers.
Yeah. But he had the alligator had 5 dog tags. It had bobcat claws. What else? We had a whole list of crap.
Spark
that was in
plug.
There. Yeah. Just random stuff. And you know that spark plug wasn't by itself. What was wrapped around that spark plug?
Somebody's hand?
Right.
he was rinsing off his spark plug in the creek, and the next thing you know,
there was something more going on there, man.
Right.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, they are, to me, dinosaurs. Like, when you see those enormous ones, and 12 feet is big, you know, there's some other ones where you see, like, you know, oh, this monstrosity walked across a golf course, and it's like, yeah, you're definitely prehistoric. Like, you were fighting off T-Rexes back in the day.
You know the trick to alligators, right? If you ever are encountered, and this is what you have to do if you're encountered by an alligator, because their jaw, their pounds of pressure closing their jaw is amazing, but opening their jaw is pretty weak. So what you got to do, Charlie, is you've got to get their jaw while it's closed in a good headlock. You got to not let them open that jaw. So when you see the giant alligator, and maybe it's finishing off a guy in his spark plug or some hunting dogs, whatever, while its jaw is closed, you've got to clamp that down and keep it closed so it can't open it, and then it can't harm you, and you just don't let it open its jaw.
Yeah, I'll just stand on its nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then according to South Park, you got to stick your thumb in its butt.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
You can do that part, Matt.
Oh, Craggy, nobody's butt.
I had no idea that there was more to it. But then the alligator never leaves. He keeps getting, like, you walk outside, he's hanging around. Back. He's like, hey, what's up?
Like, it's like give a mouse a cookie.
Hey, what are you doing today? What are you doing after work? I know this is the time you usually go to work. What are you doing later?
Or you at least buying a drink.
Speaking of that, have you guys heard what have been named the top simple pleasures in life? And tell me if you agree. Do you want to hear?
Was that one of them?
I'm not saying, because
that's not on the list.
I have them here. Do you want to hear the top or the bottom top simple pleasures in life? You want to hear bottom to the top or top to the bottom?
Just
I'm going to rock them while I still got them.
Go reverse order.
Okay, reverse order. Okay.
Build up to the best.
Oh, okay, cool. Donating to charity.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah. Makes you feel good.
Pull through that drive-through at the Goodwill and unload that stuff out of your car that's been in your house. Yeah.
Be like me. Hey, do you take toilet seats? This one's brand new.
Hey, do you take Nutrisystem Styrofoam coolers? What? You do? You really do?
Yes.
Okay. I've got 10.
I'll be back. Swimming outside.
Oh, I love that.
I do too. It depends on where and how it smells. But yeah, that
anywhere.
Is a good one.
Yeah.
Spotting a species of bird you've never seen before.
Okay, no,
bro, I love that.
I know you do.
And oh my God, listen to this. Oh my God, this is real life stuff.
Yeah.
So the other day, I was in my backyard, and I've been saying to myself for quite some time, I've got these dang cranky blue jays that are screaming their heads off at me all the time, right? Yeah. But I don't have any blue birds, little beautiful, little delicate blue birds. So I was out there the other day, and I noticed, hey, there's a bluebird. Hey, there's another one. Hey, look, there's two more. Hey, wait, there's two more. And I was like, hey, guys, what's going on? I had like 6 or 8 bluebirds around me. It was so much fun.
Oh, yay, Snow White. How'd that go for you?
Oh, we danced.
Just gonna say that.
We danced.
Hey, get inside. Clean my house.
They did my hair. Next is buying fresh local produce.
Okay. Yeah, I do like going to the farmer.
And watching it go bad in your refrigerator.
I know. Isn't that sad? But the possums love it way out in the backyard after it gets soft. Then there's discovering new music, seeing old people hold hands.
Aw, that's sweet.
The smell of toast in the morning, or anytime for me.
Well,
I don't know.
Unless I can verify there's actually toast cooking.
Yeah, wait a minute. There shouldn't be toast in my car. hearing the wind blow through the trees.
Ah, yeah.
Discovering a new food.
As long as it's good.
True. Good point.
In the wild.
This one here, I'm calling shenanigans on doing exercise.
Nah, I disagree. I'm desperate for that right now.
Do it then.
There are people that makes feel good. But
T-minus a few more days, bro.
What are you talking about? Just do it.
I got to get my shot. No, I got to go to the gym. I can't exercise outside.
Oh, gee whiz.
Yes, you can. Go for a walk.
That's too hot.
My friend Jimmy Boone built a
it's like 60.
Yeah, it's nothing. My friend Jimmy Boone built a gym in his house, and he looks like the Incredible Hulk. You can do this.
Yeah, it sounds great.
staying in bed on a Sunday morning. I don't do that anymore. I have to get out of bed.
Oh, I do. I love to stay in bed.
Having a coffee or tea in bed. Also, don't do that. They're spilling.
Yeah.
No one's ever brought me one.
Aw.
Honey.
Having a good hair day.
Yes.
Wow, not cool, man.
Every day's a good hair day for you, bro. Don't think about it like that.
I guess.
Here's one for you, Charlie. Someone making you a cup of coffee or tea.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
People watching.
Yes.
I like that. I've always enjoyed that.
I do miss that. I love creating dialogues and narrative lines about people, assuming everything about their life. That's my favorite.
It is fun. And does your kid do it after watching you do it her whole life? Because mine does.
Sometimes.
Mine does. Like, she'll do the thing, like, we'll be riding in the car, and she'll go, hey, I'm jogging like this. She totally got it from me. not having to set the alarm, amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sunbathing, having a picnic, getting to cuddle your children.
All of the above at once?
You know, I'm trying to run through some of these.
I understand.
The sound of rain on the window.
Yes. Or just an awesome storm, like the other night. Was it like a week ago?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
Getting a compliment from a stranger.
Yes.
You smell like the inside of my mama's purse.
Thank you, ma'am.
Wearing an outfit that makes you feel good. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. Laughing out loud at a film. Yes.
Yeah, in general.
Seeing a butterfly.
No.
Yes, those make me happy.
No, I will say if a butterfly lands on you, though, that is like...
They're pooping on you.
Do you guys talk to butterflies? I do.
Yeah, sometimes.
I talk to most things.
I talk to white ones because Native Americans say that a white butterfly is the spirit of a loved one visiting you from beyond.
Ooh.
Those are moths.
Don't tell me things. Gossiping or catching up with friends?
Yes.
Home cooking.
Yum.
No, I mean,
as long as somebody else is doing it.
Yeah, maybe somebody else cooking for me in their home. That sounds great.
I love cooking, man. That is one of my joys. Payday.
Oh, that's a good one.
Discovering new places, watching your favorite movie.
Yeah.
Finishing a really good book, which I don't do. I was going to ask you guys about that.
That just reminds me, I was almost done with this book I was reading on vacation, and I just realized that since I've been home, I have not finished it. I need to finish it.
Yeah,
I'm reading a good book right now.
No closure.
Lazy ass. Let's see.
Hey.
Finish a good book. Getting a delivery in the mail, which we all do all the time.
Right. It's kind of lost its luster.
No, it hasn't. I'm getting my wish.com knives on the regular. A roaring fire is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, unless you forgot to tell your wife that you closed the flue and then she doesn't know how to open it. And then you walk upstairs and she's screaming and the house is full of smoke.
It happens.
Sounds lovely.
That's hypothetical.
These are the simple pleasures in life. Having dinner made for you.
Mm-hmm.
I like making it myself, honestly.
I don't mind taking a night off.
Sitting in an outdoor bar. Yes, that is nice.
Yes.
Finding money in a purse or wallet you had forgotten about.
Bonus.
That you forgot about in somebody else's pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, I found this wallet in your pocket. I better look in it.
Hey, look. Here's a purse that I found.
Hey, get that back.
Sleeping in a big, incredibly comfy bed.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, man. I realize I need a king-size bed.
I can't believe you don't have one.
I know. I haven't had one until the beach trip. We had one, and it was...
You're even married, and y'all don't have a king-size bed?
Yeah. Married with multiple dogs, and we don't have a king-size bed.
Dude.
Right, what is wrong with you?
You ain't living right. Okay, next. No. Simple pleasures in life. Next is cake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bang, ba-da-da-limp, bang, boom, 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 boom.
I have a short skirt and a long jacket.
Boom, boom. Okay, hearing nothing but birds tweeting.
Depends what time of the day it is.
Jesus, unless there are those ones outside my window. Shut up.
They really are back in full effect.
Gee whiz, they are so loud. And I looked, because I bang on the window sometimes to shut them up, and then I look, and they're just little brown finches, and I'm like, aw, little guys, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to be mean. Go ahead, do your thing.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Dining out is next, and then going to the beach, and then long walks.
Yep. Not the long walk necessarily. Maybe a long walk on the beach.
Making someone smile or laugh is next. I like that.
Sure.
Listening to your favorite songs. Oh, God, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what we're here for.
I've been into old Elton John lately, and my daughter is so into Madman Across the Water. It's her favorite song, and
that's
she's
cool.
listening all the different versions of it. Seeing flowers and trees blossom, except for the damn pollen.
Yeah,
yes.
it's good and it's bad.
Admiring them from afar.
God damn it, you forget how fast they fall off and get all crappy on your lawn.
Come on, man.
Stupid.
We were having fun here.
Listen, man.
Next is being out in the country.
Well, yeah, usually, if you're at a vineyard.
Long as you ain't been dropped off.
Yeah.
At the farm.
Next is a nice dinner.
Yeah.
Waking up to sun.
How long is this list?
I'm almost done. Waking up to sun is nice, as long as you were planning on it and you're not like waking up and like, wait, what is this?
You're in the walk of shame.
A stunning view, then sleeping in a freshly made bed. That is nice.
Freshly made, but fresh, like freshly washed sheets. Like
oh, God,
first,
yeah.
The first wash ones.
And the number one simple pleasure in life, the feeling of sun on your face.
Yes.
You think?
Nah. All of these are just like, they're kind of givens, though. I mean, yeah, that's great. Of course it is. It's the sun, especially if it's been raining.
I don't know.
I don't know. Unexpected.
God, this was a long list, Sean.
Unexpected bacon wasn't on there.
That's the whole list. Yeah, yeah. Bacon's not on there. I think there's a few
puppies.
Things. That, puppy breath.
Fresh cookies.
There's a lot of stuff that could be on there, but this was the official list of simple pleasures. So whatever you're thinking is clearly wrong.
Road trips, gas station food on road trips.
Oh, God. You make gas station food one of your simple pleasures in life?
Like, no, it's like the only time I ever eat Munchos and Gardetto's.
Oh, man.
Oh, Gardetto's rocks the house.
When I'm on a road trip. See, now you changed your mind.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
I was all excited to get some combos the other day on my road trip, and they totally let me down.
Oh. The combos let you down?
Yeah, man. They weren't as good as I remembered.
What kind did you get? Did you get pizza or cheddar?
Just the cheddar ones.
Oh, you suck. Get the pizza ones. That's why.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me write that down.
You set yourself
pizza
up.
Ones. Got it.
Okay,
well, that makes me think you need to bring back pizzerias.
Of course you do. All right. So on your trip, you were going to tell us about your ring.
Dude, I don't have time. Our podcast is almost over. This is a story that you got to sit down for.
Are you serious? You're not going to tell us the ring story? How much time do we have, Maddie?
4 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
You can't do it in 5 minutes? Do it. Go.
It's a big story.
Go.
You're rushing me. I hate when you rush me with my stories.
Well, you're taking up all your time.
Well, then we're going to have a longer podcast than normal. So we're at, when you're in Denver, Colorado, all of these little mountain towns outside of the city, they all have like these little gemstone shops. You know, they found all these rocks and stuff, and you can get all these different stuff with jewelry and what
and
have
weed.
You. Well, those are in the city. Those are in the city. But, you know, we went to Idaho Springs, which is about an hour outside of Denver. And it's this cute little, quaint little town. And they had this store called the Gypsum Rose. And so we go in and the kid's looking at rocks. And my friend and I start looking at this jewelry case. And I see this ring that just was different. And it was really pretty. And it was hard to tell what the tag said. It was handwritten. It's hard to read it. So there's this teenage kid working there. And we bring him over. We're like, hey, do you know how much this is? So he pulls it out and very confusedly looks at it. And he's like, yeah, I think it's $95. Okay. And I said, well, okay, so there's some other similar items here that are only like 32 and, you know, whatever. And he's like, oh, I mean, somebody marked those wrong. I mean, if you knew how much we pay for wholesale and those don't have the right tag on. So basically he's saying everything in the case has the wrong tag on it, except for this one ring that right. I found to be a little more than I was planning on spending. So I'm like, okay, let's think about it. Let's leave. And if I really want it, I'll come back. So I keep thinking about it. And I'm like, okay, I really want the ring. So I'm prepared to spend $95. I go back to the shop and the kid is gone. And there's these two, he had mentioned it was his grandmother's shop. And there are these two ancient people behind the counter, a man and a woman. And I go over, the case is still unlocked from an hour and a half earlier when we were there before. And I go over and I go ahead and get the ring out of the case and take it over to them. And I said, hey, I was in here earlier looking at this and it says $95, but I was wondering if you might take a little less for it. And the man says, oh, no, 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 we can't do that. We can't. Oh, let me see that. Oh, well, that's a beautiful ring. Marge, have you seen this ring? Oh, goodness, that's a most gorgeous ring. Let me see that. These people had never seen this ring before in their lives.
Oh, my God.
Hey, oh, we my sell goodness. Rings.
Oh, wow. Well, no, no. Oh, my goodness. That's the most beautiful ring. Oh, goodness. No, we couldn't. We could just couldn't take less. So I'm like, all right, fine, fine. I mean, this went on for so long that I'm looking at other customers in the store to see if anyone else is witnessing this because it was just so ridiculous. So finally, I say, okay, fine, fine. I gotcha. I was prepared to spend $95. I'm going to go ahead and get it. So I'm like, okay, let's ring it up. So he, on his little notepad, he writes it out and he figures up the tax on his little calculator. And he says, he's writing out the details and he says, what kind of ring do you think that is? What do you think that stone
to
is?
To you, he said that?
To me, yes.
Oh my God.
I'm like, well, it says citrine, which is what everything else nearby in the case had said. So I'm like, citrine? Okay, yeah, yeah. And he writes that down. And then I hand him my credit card and he looks at the card reader machine and he says, well, I don't know how to run that. Marge, do you know?
Oh my God.
I don't know how to do that. Looks at me. Do you know how to do it? I said, uh-uh. Well, yes, I actually do. He was going to have me come behind the counter and ring up my own purchase.
Sure. Because that's what you do at most businesses.
Wait a minute.
So I had him turn the machine around towards me. I didn't go behind the counter. I had him turn around towards me, typed in my own amount, and I'm so honest. Please, God, reward me for my honesty, because I could have typed in anything. I typed in my own sale price amount, ran my own card, got my own receipt, and wandered out the door.
That's crazy talk.
I'm not kidding. I am so serious.
Do you think that those two old people had kidnapped and killed the people who were supposed to be in that store?
That sounds like they weren't.
I do.
Are you sure they owned the place and they didn't just wander in there off the street?
Yeah.
Well, they were in there when we went in the first time, and the old lady was kind of back in the back, and she was yelling because someone brought their dog in. So she was... Oh, no, gotta get that dog out of here. I don't want a mess. I don't want a mess to clean up. So, I mean, they have no clue what is going on in that store. I could have robbed them blind.
I mean, honestly, I hate to say it. At that point, well, at much longer ago point, I probably would have been like, nah, you know what? I'm gonna bail on this.
Yeah,
well,
I don't think I'd have stuck around.
Then, so because the handwritten tag was still on the ring when I left the store, my friends look at it and they're like, that's definitely $56.
Uh-uh.
So not only did I have this whole big dramatic sale going on, but I probably got scammed out of $40.
Yeah, you paid almost double because I'm looking online at these.
Don't. My boyfriend did that too. You're just going to make me feel worse. Just let me have my $95 beautiful ring and let's be done with this.
It's $950 the one I'm looking at.
Thank you. Good. Oh, yeah. Okay, great.
That's what
I got a deal. I got a deal.
In your face, ancient people.
Screw you, kidnappers.
Dude, look out for Marge and her boyfriend. They are something else.
They do that at all the stores in Colorado. They're in the FBI's wonder. Most wanted.
Well, yeah. It also sounds like they've been living in Colorado for a while, too.
Yeah, man.
Marge, Okay. Do we have a store still?
So next time on the podcast, we're going to have some of your phone calls, which Maddie loves phone calls.
Oh, God.
So
Greg,
please,
is it that same guy again?
Don't say that. Oh, you mean the guy from Martinsville who calls to tell us about his cow? Yeah.
No.
He's good. But you're not talking about Creed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Creed's going to be in there, too. We're going to have we're going to have Charles from Martinsville. We're going to have Creed. We have a guy who's going to tell Charlie how to get over her allergies. Oh, and I can use that advice, too. We got
you
a bunch of stuff.
You have allergies. You need this badly.
You have allergies.
No, you have allergies.
No, you have. And if you would love to be part of our shenanigans, call the Simon line anytime at 336-373-0987. We got Bet You Won't Play It Friday coming in a couple days. All kind of stuff. You know, it's good. It's all good stuff. Charlie, final thought.
It was $95. I'm sticking to it.
Gee whiz. That's crazy. All right, Maddie, what about you?
You know what you got to do to calm an alligator down.
then he never leaves. Thank you so much. Next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.